at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. I'm visiting with Don Johnson with FMC. And first of all, Don, for people who don't know you, tell us what you do for the company.
Well, Chuck, I am the tech service manager, sales manager for the southern region. My territory is from the Mississippi River west all the way to New Mexico. But I cover a majority of the rice acres in my territory from the, you know, lower Texas all the way up through Louisiana, Arkansas, and Boot Hill, Missouri.
I was going to say, we got to get Boot Hill, Missouri in there. I lived in Missouri for about 20 years before moving back to my home state of Florida. And got down through that Boot Hill quite a few times. So when it comes to rice farmers and this crop for FMC, I know that you had launched a product called Obey, and but now you're had that out in the field and got some new ideas maybe for growers to know about.
Well, Chuck, we launched Obey in 2013. Excellent product. It's a liquid formulation. It's a ZC formulation, which is based off of our Command microencapsulated technology. It's a combination of a microencapsulation plus a suspension concentrate. But it is a liquid, excellent product. Been in university trials for the last 4 years. No problem with the formulation. And again, we launched it last year, and we didn't have the first issue with the formulation. So we have an excellent formulation. It is a combination of two active ingredients. So you get two different modes of action all in one jug.
What it's going to control, what are some of those problems?
Well, this product will control as a pre-emerge and a post-emerge activities, but it's going to pick up grasses, especially barnyard grass, where we got resistant barnyard grass, to a different, a lot different mode of action herbicides. The Command, the clomazone part in this combination gives you excellent product for stewardship and resistant barnyard grass. But again, it works as a pre. You can use it pre-plant, or you can use it as a post-plant. The post-plant application goes up to the five-leaf rice stage. It also allows a higher rate of clomazone or Command component in there than what we previously had on our Command 3ME label. This year, in 2014, our Command label has expanded the window. It was limited up to 0.6 pound AI and up to the two-leaf rice stage. This year, we're taking the Command up to 0.8 pound AI and up to the five-leaf rice stage. So it works in perfect combinations with Obey, because now you can use Command down followed by Obey, or you can use Obey down followed by Command in sequential applications. It allows the grower to get more product out there in the rice production system.
All right. So that is kind of, I want to say, not new information, or just a suggestion of how you can now use these products together.
Yes, and our universities have been supporting FMC the last 3 or 4 years, trying to get that window expanded in order to manage resistant barnyard grass in our rice fields. And now we are happy to announce that this year that we've finally got that expanded for the growers.
Is barnyard grass something that is a common problem throughout the whole rice growing area, or more concentrated to some areas than others? Or
it is the number one yield robbing weed out there. So barnyard grass does reduce the yields. It reduces the quality out there of the rice at the harvest time. The resistant problem of barnyard grass has been going on for several years. First it was propanil, then quinclorac. Now the ALS resistance is showing up out there too. So universities have shown that in managing resistant barnyard grass, if as a base herbicide, Command down will help manage that and prolong the resistance to the other molecules out there today.
Well, I know just the whole subject of resistance is big right now in literally all crops, so to speak. And FMC is... sounds to me from some of the interviews I've doing, it is very much for FMC and something that you're very aware and hoping that products you're developing can kind of, like you said, help control that and maybe even, I don't say, keep it from occurring, ideally, if possible.
That is correct. The barnyard grass resistance, as I said, has been around for several years before we even thought about the glyphosate pigweed resistance out there. So we've been managing it are trying to manage resistant barnyard grass for several years. Also, with Command and Obey, it fits in both conventional rice and Clearfield systems out there today.
Good. Well, when farmers come by to CFMC here at this show, just tell us a little bit about what they're going to find. I mean, I know you've got some of your product material, and you're here to talk to them, to give them answers to their questions, right?
Well, Chuck, as growers come by, you know, if whatever the interest they have, whatever crops they're raising, whether it's cotton, we know the cotton acres are down, but this show in the Mid-South is more than just a cotton show or a gin show now. It's been expanded to cover all crops because it's very diversified in the crops that it offers there. FMC also is diversified in the crops that we cover, whether it's soybeans, corn, rice, or cotton, that we cover with the majority of our products. We've got products that fit each crop.
Yeah, I mean, as a ag media guy that goes to a lot of shows over the last couple of years, it really looks, seems like FMC has really been growing and expanding quite a bit in your product portfolio.
That is correct, and we owe it a lot to the resistant management systems out there, whether it's glyphosate resistant Palmer pigweed or resistant barnyard grass out there in the community. Growers are using more pre's, more herbicides, trying to manage what they have, because basically there's no new technologies coming on board for the next couple of years.
Yes, definitely something to be very aware of and continue to kind of be dedicated to working at that issue. And I know so many, even organizations cropping up to help do that now. Thank you, Don, for visiting with me here at the show in Memphis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.